This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, across America, as we are nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening to us overseas right now, and we thank all of them for their service to America, to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 operators, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe, and to all those working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and everybody else that's out there working the overnight shift, working the graveyard shift, working the Third Watch. Thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Find out all the different ways to communicate with us, to listen to the program. Podcast is over there. Take advantage of the goodies that are on there, too, the free stuff we have to give away. And you'll be glad you did. All right, joining us right now, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of an audio clip here. This was yesterday. This was Jim Jordan talking with Mr. Cohen, the former attorney of President Donald Trump. And he kind of got made a little statement to begin with, and then he asked a couple of questions. We'll just play just a little bit of this.
A pattern of deception for personal greed and ambition, and you just got 30 minutes of an opening statement where you trashed the President of the United States of America. Mr. Cohen, how long did you work for Donald Trump?
Approximately a decade.
10 years?
That's correct.
You said all these bad things about the President there in that last 30 minutes, and yet you worked for him for 10 years? All those bad things, I mean, if it's that bad, I can see you working for him for 10 days, maybe 10 weeks, maybe even 10 months. But you worked for him for 10 years. Mr. Cohen, how long did you work in the White House?
I never worked in the White House.
And that's the point, isn't it, Mr. Cohen?
No, sir.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, sir.
You wanted to work in the White House.
No, sir.
You didn't get brought to the dance.
Sir.
And now?
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America.
All right, I'm going to stop it right there because he did want to work in the White House, and there were letters that surfaced, and they were produced again last night on many of the talking head shows because that's part of what happened, and Jordan was spot on target.
As usual, I watched that, if you want to call it, that a testimony or whatever.
It was a hearing. It was a hearing.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it might have been lengthy or whatever. He might have had a lot to say. But to me, he said a lot but said nothing, if you know what I mean. I listened real hard to see if he would reveal something that was really incriminating against the president, something in that nature, that was worthy, that rose to the level of this hearing on that particular day. While the president was across the world trying to work out a new deal with the North Koreans. But I didn't hear anything that rose to the level of that important of importance. No real crimes, nothing new that we knew about the president in his past and things of that nature. And so to me, it's just a disgruntled man playing along with a Democrat Party who wanted to embarrass and try to take down the president. That's what it really amounts to.
Well, who has a meeting with Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intel Committee, who he's going to be going in front of, I think, today? Who has a meeting with them before you actually do the testimony and has everything laid out for them and does the same thing with the committee chairman yesterday, Elijah Cummings? Who does that?
Well, Democrats, these people are so corrupt and they're so hell-bent, and they're so united. It's something the Republicans need to learn. But they're so united in the effort to bring down Trump that they're not using common sense. They're not even using any decorum. They're not using any sense of justice or fairness in all of this, because they have one mission and one mission only. And it has nothing to do with governing on behalf of the American people. It has everything to do with trying to take down this president.
Well, it looks as if President Donald Trump is going to be the short guy in the poll here, because I don't think the Senate is going to be able to come up with enough votes to pass the to stop the House measure that came in overruling the president's state of emergency. And I think the Democrats have got enough support from about 10 Republicans is what I'm hearing. And if that's true, they're done. I mean, the Republicans won't be able to stand up for the president there, regardless of, the numbers that they'll have, because they'll have 43, not 53.
Yeah, and that's just usually the case. You have always have this percentage of rhinos who side with Democrats, and this isn't the first time. This is like an old habit. And it's meant to undercut this president. You've got Republicans also who agree more with Democrats than you do with a president who is literally laying it on the line and trying to govern on behalf of this country, whether it's foreign issues or domestic issues. And here we go again. This is nothing new either. You have this, like I said, this percentage of Republicans who are just, but at least I believe the president can veto it. So, and I don't think they'll have a veto-proof majority.
No, it takes two-thirds to override that. But here's the thing, just the fact that we can't get the Republicans to stick together on something that the majority of the country is in favor of, as well as all of the law enforcement and Border Patrol officers are in favor of. Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about the president and Kim Jong-un and the fact that they did not reach an agreement. We played the press conference this morning earlier, so a lot of you got a chance to hear that. But I'm coming right back with more, that and the Ron Edwards notebook a little bit later in the program, too. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and Wayne Allyn Root will be on tonight. He's coming back after his kidney stone surgery, and we're glad that he's feeling better, so we're looking forward to talking to Wayne. This portion of the program is brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Their family-owned Christian business offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. Visit their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com, to shop thousands of available items. And remember, all active duty military, all military members get a discount there on their purchase as well. Give them a call at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680 for more personal shopping experience. And David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler that you can trust, is a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook. And he also sponsors this segment with Ron Edwards. Okay, Ron Edwards is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I want to play a little bit more before we cut out of this mold and go to the Korean adventure. But here's a little bit more of what was said between Congressman Jim Jordan and Cohen. And there may be a comment in here from Cumming somewhere along the line. Let's see here.
I did not want to go to the White House. I was offered jobs. I can tell you a story of Mr. Trump reaming out Reince Priebus because I had not taken a job where Mr. Trump wanted me to, which is working with Don McGahn at the White House General Counsel's office.
Mr. Cohen, you worked for the president.
Sir, one second. All right. What I said at the time, and I brought a lawyer in who produced a memo as to why I should not go in, because there would be no attorney-client privilege, and in order to handle some of the matters that I talked about in my opening, that it would be best suited for me not to go in, and that every president had a personal attorney.
Here's what I see. I see a guy worked for 10 years and is here trashing the guy he worked for 10 years, didn't get a job in the White House, and now And now you're behaving just like everyone else who's got fired or didn't get the job they wanted, like Andy McCabe, like James Comey, same kind of selfish motivation after you don't get the thing you want. That's what I see here today, and I think that's what the American people
see. Mr. Jordan.
Well, that is what the American people see, and that's what I saw. What'd you see?
I saw the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everyone saw. This guy is a piece of work. He is a piece of work. Working on behalf of the Democrat Party. They were hoping that this would be enough to trash the president, to make him look bad or whatever. But if you're going to try to make someone look bad, have something to do it with and not just warmed over crap and just, you know, just made up stuff. This is ridiculous. And I think it's going to backfire on the Democrats in the long run. I really do. Because when you use so much time and energy and waste so much of our tax dollars, and you have the big story, we're going to bring this guy down, we've got what it takes, and then you have this big presentation, and all of this is a bunch of hot air for the most part. I mean, the meeting just doesn't meet the hype. It didn't meet the hype, so.
Well, now we've got Korea. And now we've got North Korea, the United States, and Hanoi. And let's bring into the mix a little discussion, a little roundtable discussion that was going on yesterday, and just listen to some of these comments.
And then they'll have dinner together. What are your thoughts this morning as we get underway here at this summit?
Well, it represents the two gentlemen as essentially equal, with the flags and the two of them standing there. And to me, it underscores why North Korea will never give up its nuclear weapons. Mm. They would not get any of this without their nuclear weapons. This is their meal ticket. This is why people pay attention to them. It's one of the poorest countries in the world. This is why we've got this on television this morning. So I think this whole talk about denuclearization is really so much talk. There is, I believe, zero chance that North Korea will go down that path, given what they saw happen to Ukraine when they gave up its nuclear weapons, what happened to Gaddafi, what happened to Saddam. So I just don't see this. So the real question is, we'll talk about this rhetorically. You're not going to get it. So again, like any other negotiation, what are we going to give and what are we going to get? And North Korea wants tangibles. They want sanctions relief. Right. The real question is, what do we get that's tangible?
Well, what do we get that's tangible, I suppose? But guess what? North Korea wanted the U.S. to pull some of their nuclear weapons out of South Korea. We said no. That wasn't a point of discussion. And North Korea had a couple of more demands, which we don't know exactly what they were, not yet anyway. And the president did exactly what Ronald Reagan did in Reykjavik years ago when he was negotiating for the nuclear arms disarmament treaty with Russia. He got up and walked out.
And he did the right thing, by the way. And I heard them, I think, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they tried to compare the North Korean situation with what happened with Ukraine.
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
they did.
China is not an adversary of North Korea, as is Russia with Ukraine. So you have a different situation there. And if the North Koreans had pulled out their nukes, they would not have to worry about any aggressive behavior by China. Not one whatsoever. They agree philosophically, they're friends. And so that would not be a problem. And see, they think that the people are not paying attention and they don't know the details. And that is something that is very important that needs to be pointed out.
Well, it should, and it is, and you're right. And by the way, the biggest progress in the North Korean talks in Hanoi were probably the fact that the president and Kim Jong-un do have a relationship. They respect each other, and it was obvious in what I saw.
And guess what? He's going to respect Trump even more for being willing to get up from the table, say, see, I wouldn't want to be you. Have a nice day. Maybe we can meet in the future, but I've got to go.
Now, the president has left or is leaving Hanoi, and Kim is sticking around for an extra day. He wants to see for himself the economic progress that's been made by Hanoi, and there's plenty of it. I mean, you saw the buildings and the construction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They've got a great economy. It's growing at a very fast clip there. In fact, they make a lot of the things we purchase in this country. And so they're benefiting mightily from, U.S. being one of the great customer bases right now, and things are growing incredibly in Vietnam.
Now, the GOP in the Senate doesn't seem to have the votes to stop the legislation that came out of the House of Representatives, to come to renege the border emergency. And they're short about 10 votes because about 10 Republican senators are supposedly not going to vote for that when it comes to the Senate. But that means that the president will be able to override it with a veto, and in order for the House and the Senate to override it back, they have to have a two-thirds vote, and they're not going to get that.
No, absolutely not. So I think in the long run, the president is going to be back with his emergency declaration, which they're not going to be able to come back again after that. And but the good thing is that he can, veto this situation right now. And it is what it is. You have these Republicans, and this is the big problem I have with Republicans, their inability or their unwillingness to unite on something that is so important, even like this. And I hope they get thrown out come voting time and replaced by true conservatives.
Well, they have to be. They have to have a candidate to run against them, and in many cases, there will be no candidate because people just don't want to run against them.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing. You're right, but it still doesn't make it good. And the Republicans really have to start growing up and manning up and sticking to principles instead of trying to be these great appeasers in order to, in their own minds, further their political career. They're placing political career over principle. And in this case, it's really bad. I mean, Republicans used to be up and down for national security and things of that nature. And this is a clear cut and dry issue. There is no gray matter here. It is national emergency. We do have an emergency literally on our southern border. We have an invasion that is ongoing. You have horrible situations with human trafficking. And if Democrats and some of the Republicans don't care about that,
okay,
no problem.
Here comes the music, so we're going to have to let you go, and we will catch you on the weekend show.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'm going to have one of those queued up here in a little bit and play it right after the beach and boating forecast coming up with right after the short news break we have here. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen said to Congress that President Trump committed a crime while in office through campaign finance violations related to the hush money payoff made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. He also claimed that the president knew about stolen Clinton campaign emails before WikiLeaks released them.
Mr. Stone told Mr. Trump that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange, and that Mr. Assange told Mr. Stone that within a couple of days, there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Mr. Trump responded by stating to the effect, "Wouldn't that be great?"
Trump associate Roger Stone and WikiLeaks both denied the claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And it's time for our beach and boating forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club with 168 locations all across the United States. But right here, we have the largest franchise in all of the Freedom Boat Club system, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Here we go. Well, today, Thursday, we're going to start out a little bit cloudy. Then it'll become sunny during the day, a high about 78 degrees. It'll be calm this morning with the winds this afternoon, probably going between 5 and 10 miles an hour or thereabouts. Seas will be smooth. And then this afternoon, we'll have about 1 to 2 foot wave height out there, but it still won't be anything to worry about. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature is at 71 degrees. We had our low tide at 4:29 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 8:57 p.m. as the days now start to get longer. And tonight, we'll have a little bit of, probably got some out there this morning, a little bit of sea fog along the area, so be careful. There might even be some patchy areas of fog out there this morning. So, again, be careful if you're driving around. Now, there is fog in the northern part of Florida along I-10 west of Jacksonville, going all the way across past Tallahassee, probably to about, maybe going over towards about the 100-mile marker, it looks like, right about now, where you'll run out of it on I-10. All right, now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is the largest franchise amongst all the Freedom Boat Club franchises. Again, 168 across the United States with which you can become a member of. There may be one right near you. You may not even know it. But they've got three different plans. They have the economy plan. That's the one that I belong to. Great for retirees and those who work weekends. You go out Monday through Friday. No problem there. Your first month of membership dues are free when you join that plan. You get unlimited weekday usage at all of the locations in the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay area. Plus, if you're joining in another area, same thing applies there. Four rolling reservations, reciprocity good anywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system. And you get $1,000 off your one-time entry fee. That's $1,000. But if you're like me and you're either a first responder or you're active duty military or a veteran, which is what I am, or you're in the medical profession, which as an EMT, a paramedic, I'd actually had qualified for that too, you get another $500 or a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee to join the Freedom Boat Club. And you can also finance it too if you need to. More information is available by calling 855-FREEDOM. Now remember, you can add partners by splitting the entry fee one, two ways, three ways, four ways, whatever. So there you go, to make it that much cheaper. Then they have the standard plan, which is their most popular. That's the seven-day-a-week plan, Monday through Sunday. Now, first month of member dues are free. And you also get a chance to have another member of your household go along with you on the boat and unlimited seven-day usage at any of the locations here in the area or anywhere else. And four rolling reservations, reciprocity all across the country. Same deal applies, $1,000 plus $500. So there you go with that one. Now keep in mind that they also have a seasonal plan, which is you just pay for the time you're here, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. But that's it. No reciprocity involved in that one. But that's the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, Freedom Boat Club National. Their number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And don't forget, freedomboatclubofTampaBay.com is a website. Always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and it'll really be something that you're going to appreciate. Now, let's get to the Edwards Notebook real quick here, and then I'll be right back. So Ron Edwards is going to tell you all about this.
If a group of people are in a boat, and one of them pulls out a gun and tries to shoot a hole in the bottom, the others would try to stop her to avoid a catastrophe. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if you look at the United States of America, like the lady trying to shoot a hole in the bottom of the boat and bring harm to the passengers, most Democrats, educators, crooked ministers, rhino Republicans, and nasty illegal border crossers are together working to literally sink the United States into a sea of oblivion. Democrats are already circling their dirty wagons and hope to shoot down President Trump's efforts to wrestle our republic away from the grip of slimy swamp dwellers who hope to sink our exceptional constitutional republic in a sea of victimhood obsession. No border protection, race or identity politics, socialism, unrestricted abortions, and all other evils. Our great America is under attack from numerous enemies from within who, like Khrushchev said many years ago, are trying to bury her. Thus, the time is now for we the people to join forces and prevent our constitutional republic from being completely turned into a socialist regime. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us, SHR Media, and Spreaker.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Now, for you folks up there in Detroit, years ago, you may remember the Denny McClain show, radio show. And you may remember he had somebody that used to fill in for him on WXYT radio. Well, that someone that used to fill in for him was Ron Edwards. And Ron Edwards is now contributing to this program, so we appreciate that. And by the way, we appreciate everybody up in Detroit, too, that's listening to us. All righty, let's go right to the telephone line real quick here. Okay, is this Todd?
Yes, sir.
60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see the disgraceful Michael Cohen in there? Okay. What you? It's just a joke. You know, if I was up there, if they called me up there because I've been right for 2.5 years, I'd get up there and say, this is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. Barack Obama got the order from George Soros to take down any Republican who ever won. It happened to be Donald Trump. It could have been Ted Cruz. It could have been anybody else. Okay? So they had Oppo research ready to go. The Democrats used the FBI and the DOJ to take down any Republican. 100 million to 0, as Strzok put it. Okay? There's the corruption. The DNC colluded. The DNC knocked off Seth Rich. The DNC used the FBI to try and take down the duly elected president of the choice of the American people, who outworked and busted his tail to win this election. That's what really happened, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want me to put the video up and show it on the video and tell you exactly how it went down, I can do that too. Because nobody's done more for Donald J. Trump than Todd Gregg-Seamy, and nobody knows the truth like I have, and I can take it from the top. Let's get to work. Cohen, you disgraced yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Okay, and Todd's on a roll this morning. Okay, good morning, Ian. What's on your mind?
Wow. Todd, I know. How you really feel.
He must have had some coffee this morning.
Hell, everything you said was true. Anyway, the immigration thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ron Edwards, but I'm not so sure. First of all, we need to be bombarding, emailing, calling,
right,
visiting our senators,
right,
even the ones that say that they support the emergency, mm-hmm, to keep them aligned. Because I got news for you, friend. This is what the leftists do.
Yep.
The leftists hold their Democrat shill politicians to the beach, to the fire, and we need to hold our politicians to the fire.
That's right.
And don't be so sure some of these chumps aren't going to get a primary challenge if they dare to not support this a national emergency, okay? And one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the fruit of the poison tree of the so-called Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 that was rammed down our throat,
mm-hmm,
by Ted Kennedy the drunk, otherwise known as the Hart-Celler Act.
Mm-hmm.
We reaped what we sowed with this liberal nonsense that was, nobody ever had a vote on this in 1965. We were lied to by Ted Kennedy and said it wouldn't change the demographics.
Mm-hmm.
Au contraire, it's changing the demographics.
You bet.
And that's what this is all about. Let's not mince words here. It's about losing our country, literally. I mean, it's about losing our physical space,
mm-hmm,
to have a place to inhabit. And those are not strong words. Those are the truth. And the truth hurts. And we need to be bombarding our politicians,
mm-hmm,
even the Republicans in the House, all of them. They need to be hearing from us constantly that if you don't support this national emergency, I don't care how good you are on other issues, I'm not going to vote for your sorry backside.
Yep, I agree.
That's what we got to do, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep our politicians in line.
Mm-hmm.
And if they deviate, we get rid of them. So don't be so sure some of these chumps that dare go against us aren't going to get a primary challenge. Oh, yeah, Susan Collins, she's not going to get a primary challenge. Lamar Alexander, that creep from Tennessee, mm-hmm, already came out that he's
all
not
right
going to support
Here comes the music. All right, thanks,
all
Ian.
Right, thanks.
Thanks,
bye.
Ian. Okay, appreciate it. And Todd and Ian back-to-back, that's pretty powerful. Okay, coming back with the final segment, I got some listener comments coming off the Facebook page. Going to mention that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this final segment of the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor here in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, and they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that great big old Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them out and about. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You might get some of that personal stock of Dominic's pastries in the back room as a result. Now, before I go to the callers, I got some comments that I want to get in here from people listening on the Facebook page. Here's one from Steve in Thailand. He's saying you hit it on the head. The fact that the Republicans are not united and the Democrats are is resulting in the dysfunctional federal government where very little substance is accomplished. And if the Dems some days take over, I'm afraid it's all over for the USA as we know it and love it. Stephen Thailand. Then he says, by the way, Todd is always on a roll. Yep, Todd had his coffee this morning. So that's how we know he was on a roll. And one last comment here from Judy, and Judy is in Seattle, and Judy says that program is sounding great tonight, and I only have one thing to say. That is that the fact of the matter is, okay, it's kind of long, so I'll straighten this up. Fact of the matter is, they put a convicted liar on the stand to lie about the president. Cohen's lawyers connected to the Clintons. That's all we needed to know, and that's where I'll stop it. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Is this Sean?
Yes, good morning, Captain.
What's up?
Oh, I cannot even believe how transparent this whole Michael Cohen thing is.
Yeah.
I mean, look at. Here's the really low down, real in the dirt purpose of him doing this. Okay, he knows that he's going to prison.
Yep, okay? 3 years. Mm-hmm.
Prison is a scary place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are telling him, and I guarantee you this: we can either make your time in prison one way. And, or another way.
Yep.
And you're going into prison as Donald Trump's lawyer, Donald Trump, the quote unquote racist, et cetera, Ku Klux Klan.
Yep.
What do you think his time's going to be in prison, and whose girlfriend is he going to be, and
right.
How many times is he going to get the hell beat out of him every day?
That's right.
And all this fear is put upon him, and believe me, he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what this is. He's been an attorney for how many years?
30 years, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, and the things he's saying are just, CNN talking point.
He got caught in his own lie when he talked about a couple of things there. They caught him right in his own lie. And, geez, unbelievable.
Well, if anybody can't see why he's doing this, then...
Did you see Lanny Davis, though? Lanny Davis was sitting over his left shoulder as you looked at the television set. He had a copy of the script because they were going by a script. Make no mistake about
it. I heard you talk about.
Yeah, and he was following it, and when Cohen would stop, Davis would look up at him and then go right down to the script again, look at it again when he started in again. I mean, it was very, very, very obvious. Then
it's the same script they hand out at MSNBC, CNN, to all the people that talk on there, all the pundits, everybody, here's what we're going to say today.
Yep.
You know, it's just one of those.
Yep.
The parrot, one parrot's the other one.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean, for another great call, and have yourself a great day. And the sun's going to be out today, so you'll be able to enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Have a great one yourself.
All right, thank you. And that's Sean in Tampa. We appreciate him. Now, I'm going to give out some phone numbers again because Ian brings up a good point. We've got to bombard our representatives, especially our U.S. senators, where this legislation's headed. By the way, there's some more legislation headed there that got passed by the House very quietly. The universal background gun check, that bill, got passed in the House, and it's being sent to the Senate for a vote. It could possibly pass in the Senate. If it does, the president's already threatened to veto it because it's a lot more than just the universal background check. There's a lot of other things that are in there. Now, the phone number for the U.S. Senate in Washington, D.C. is 202-225-3121. Now, I'll explain before I give you the number again. That's the switchboard for the U.S. Senate. You give them your zip code, you get one of your two senators. It's 202-225-3121. One more time, 202-225-3121. That's the U.S. Senate switchboard. Now, if you want to talk to your congressman about anything that's going on there,
The number is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And that's specifically for your congressman. You give them your zip code, you get your congressman. We need to let these people know that we're watching them and we're paying attention to what they're doing. And if they don't want to get challenged, if they don't want to have a challenger run against them, and they don't want to run the risk of losing their seat to a Democrat because you're not going to support these individuals that are going against the president, who, by the way, we the people elected, then that's what you do. That's what you do. Now, the other thing is there's some interesting poll numbers out there that you're not seeing or being told about because they're showing that the country's in a little better shape politically than what you're being told. Now, the president is above 50% approval rating in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in 18 states. That's 18 out of 50. He's above a 50% approval rating. In other states, he has an approval rating, but it's equal to what the Democrats are or slightly higher by less than 5 points. And that's about another half or a total of 36 that are that way. And then the remaining 14 states are just as approval numbers are down in the 10s, the 15s, the 19s. Let's see here. Here's another one, 17. So anyway, his approval rating isn't as high. But what the surprise is that the number of states where it's above 50% and the number of states where his approval rating is higher than the Democrats in the same state where they're talking about, well, the Democrats will run this and they run that. So people are realizing that the job that he's doing is a good one. People are realizing that. And that's a good thing. Now, don't forget, Saturday, I will be with the Pasco County Sheriff's Department up at the fundraiser deal that they're having there at Moss Nissan, the Pasco County Sheriff's Department fundraiser from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Moss Nissan Newport Richey store. They will have their canine Shep, their canine Yogi, stars from the live PD on A&E. They've been on there a number of times with their handlers, Deputy Carmack and Deputy Penny. Looking forward to meeting them. It's a family event for sure. Stop by. There'll be representatives of the Pasco County Sheriff's Department there. I'll be there mixed in with them. Looking forward to that. And we're going to have some food trucks that are going to be up there that'll be serving you food right there on the spot. So stop on by, something for everybody. I'll be giving away free stuff, and I'll also have a $500 coupon to give you to take and make your best deal on one of the vehicles there, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. It'll give you another $500 off the price of that vehicle. And remember, for every vehicle that's sold, $200 will be donated to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office to help them buy another canine, which they need for their service up there. So that's Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, State Route 54, Newport Richey. Saturday, look for the great big American flag, and I'll be there. Hope to see you there, too. All right, the time has come. Got to move on. Hope you've had a very informative night. We had the president's press conference on earlier, and I will be back tonight. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.